Good morning, it's 9:15, and you're listening to 1450 WHTC. Time to talk to Sal Lukaitis, and the segment is Destination Downtown. It's brought to you by the Windmill Restaurant, which is certainly its own destination in itself, home of the hash brown omelet. Stop in for breakfast or lunch at the Windmill Restaurant in the heart of downtown Holland. Good morning, Sally. I've been to the Windmill a few times already, I think 3 or 4 times since I've been here, which is probably not enough. I'm sure countless times for you.
Yes.
Just numerous
times. I'm a hash brown kind of a gal.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to say, their hash browns are to die for.
I'm very picky.
Oh, I heard you talking about Lauren.
She went there. She doesn't like eggs.
Yes.
I said, you've got to get this. Ask them to take the eggs out. And she did. And apparently they do that all the time. And she still got it and loved it. Because she could just eat an entire plate of hash browns. And she did.
You know what? My breakfast every morning is hash browns.
Is it really?
Uh-huh. I water fry them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no fat.
A little bit healthier. Yeah.
And that's my breakfast. Just a plate of hash browns.
Well, that's great because, I mean, as the old saying goes, you know, eat like a prince in the morning, a pauper in the afternoon,
sure.
and a peasant in the evening.
You know, and I never knew you could do that until someone gave me permission. We had some travel writers in from England, and I was taking them out for breakfast, and the one gentleman just ordered hash browns, and I went, huh, I never knew you could do that. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it just didn't occur to me.
You never really think about it that way. You're like, okay, I got eggs, I got bacon and toast, then I get the hash browns, which is what I really want.
Right.
You know?
I've been doing that for years now.
Hmm.
It's crazy.
I've never cooked it with just boiling it with the water. Does it taste pretty good still? I mean,
you just spray a little Pam in your pan and dump your hash browns in, a couple tablespoons of water, and just water fry them. It's just like frying them in oil, except you're frying them in water.
I'll have to give that a try.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go to the Windmill later today.
Cooking tips.
Right,
yes. Tips from the CVB.
Yes. Speaking of that, what do we want to speak about today? I'm sure we'll be talking about Tulip Time extensively because we're only 30 days away.
Absolutely.
Which is crazy. But what about today?
You know, that's actually a good segue because today we are having at 10:30 at BAM.
Mm-hmm.
We invite all of the area attractions, Tulip Time, the Chamber, the Hotel Front staff, and we hand out our new answer book.
This is big.
Which actually lives at the front desk of all of the hotels.
Okay.
Dana and Kira will be there from the PSD. Everyone gives a little 5-minute dog and pony show about their attraction, about what's going on, just to kind of let the hotel staff know that there are some new things going on. We've got a lot of visitors starting to come in. We were not really open on Saturday, but Linda was in working. The number of people that stopped in the office were just amazing. People looking for things to do. So this is a resource, and actually this is WHTC's copy.
Oh, is it really?
Yes. We've never dropped
you.
One here before, and all of a sudden it dawned on me, well, hello, you know.
Well, we get a lot of people stopping by.
You get a lot of people coming through, and I don't know if you just want to
put it right up on the count. Yeah, exactly.
But it just gives people an overview of all the things to do. You know, we've got paddleboarding, kayaking, fishing, biking, hiking, kids
activities. This is updated every year, right?
It's updated actually twice a year.
Oh, okay, wow.
We'll go around in the fall and pull out the pages of the attractions that are closed, fill it with Dutch Winterfest, cross-country skiing, those sorts of activities. But it's, you know, we try to be as comprehensive as possible. And then we, like I said, we do invite the hotel front desk staff.
Mm-hmm.
We've got probably 45 people coming today. And it'll last us for about an hour and a half. We'll all talk about what's going on in Holland.
You going to do some bowling at BAM?
You know what? Actually, Phil has agreed to let us either play laser tag or bowl after the...
That's a toss-up.
I know. I think I'm going to have to go with laser tag because I've bowled before.
I have always said there needs to be a little, maybe for me more than others, a kid inside all of us.
Oh, absolutely.
Everyone needs that, I think.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't like shooting somebody with lasers? I mean, honestly. As long as it's not going to kill them.
I've never done that. I'm really excited, and it's a 2-story laser tag facility.
Wow.
So you can run up the stairs, and they've got 2-sided windows, so if you've got little kids in there and they don't want mom or dad in there, you can sit outside and watch them.
Yeah.
And you can actually play interactive laser tag.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's very cool.
Well, we talked last week. I mean, you've certainly had, you're good at bowling, and I would have expected you to say you're going to bowl today because you beat your family that one time.
I know, but no, I got to try laser tag.
Yeah, you got to try it.
There may have to be a Lakitus laser tag challenge.
Oh, okay.
You know?
All right, I see.
There's that little competitive edge in the whole Lakitus gang. So
I like it. I like it a lot. Well, thank you for the copy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, this thing, I mean, again, in radio, we've got to use our word pictures. But,
sure.
I mean, it's about, a one-inch binder, and it's just packed with stuff to do in Holland. We've got attractions, downtown kids, water and nature, which is it's full. And then, of course, there's a big tulip time section in here. I mean, this is... You could take a long time.
And then
time.
There's a Michigan map, and there's the Holland Visitor's Guide.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times, and, you know, a lot of our front desk staff are young people maybe working their way through college, who may be Grand Valley students who don't really know, don't live here, really know everything that's going on. So we like to use this as a resource, and we encourage them to look through it because it's so easy. I mean, I'm sure you've checked into places before and said, or you're sitting at a restaurant, well, what's there to do in this town? Oh, nothing.
Right.
You know,
right.
And it's like, that's like chalk on a finger, fingers on the chalkboard to me.
So if somebody walks into your office and say, what is there to do in Holland? I mean, that's just...
Right, yeah.
You've gone to the right place.
Have you got an hour? So we like to make sure that people have the resource, and this year we're doing something different in that besides behind the desk copy, we're also we've also put together a lobby copy so that these can sit out in hotel lobbies and people can flip through them at their leisure. So just one more way of getting the word out and welcoming people to town. It's all about, you know, it's to me, the tourism industry is like welcoming someone into your house.
Yeah.
And when people come to your house, you want the house to be clean. You want,
absolutely.
You want your laundry to be done, Dan.
I need to do that today, by the way, now that you bring it up. It seems like I need to do it every day.
But. Yeah, no kidding. But you want to put your best foot forward. And so anything that we can do to help the local community put their best foot forward, we're also looking into a community-wide hospitality program. Hmm. We're having a presenter at our annual meeting in a couple of weeks, and I talked to someone else who does a different sort of hospitality training. But it's important that it's not just the front-end staff, but also the shopkeepers, the people on the street, you know, people at the gas station, taxi cab drivers. We don't, you know, we sometimes forget that they're answering a lot of questions as well.
Oh, absolutely. They need. I mean, it's funny how you. I mean, it's probably not as much as it used to be, but you know, with our smartphones and you know, information, you know, available like that.
Sure.
You know, but taxi drivers used to be so knowledgeable that how do we get
kidding.
Here? And they know.
No,
you know?
Kidding. No, it always fascinates me when I visit my kids. You know how smart. I mean, they know every place.
They do.
Me, I got a new phone. I couldn't figure out how to answer it. I actually went online last night to figure out how to answer it. So you will never find me driving a taxi because if I had to rely on, you know.
You would crash, yes.
Yes, no kidding.
We're speaking once again with Sally Lakitus, Director of the Visitors Bureau here in Holland. And Sally, we got about a minute left, but I spoke with Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley this morning.
I heard that, yes.
And he was talking about how, I mean, obviously how important, you know, the visiting is in Holland and how they're looking even still to bring more jobs and people to this community in a county, Ottawa County and even Allegan County, who are one of the highest growing population counties in the state.
Sure, sure. So, you know, and I was pleased to hear him give the kudos to the Pure Michigan campaign.
Yeah.
And to recognize the importance of travel and tourism.
You
know, I was happy when I was listening to him this morning.
Right.
And I think we tend to forget that. Actually, real quickly, we had someone call the office the other day. They are thinking about relocating to Holland and
really?
Looking for a short-term rental, maybe 3 months, to kind of try it out and see if they like it. We're finding that summer rentals for the whole summer, 3 months of the summer, are a little difficult to come by.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
But what a great idea that people want to come and try it out and then decide if they're moving their entire family here.
Well, my parents are considering, when my little brother finally graduates high school and gets settled in college, they're thinking about moving to Arizona, and I'm trying to convince them to have some roots here in Michigan. Maybe they can get a summer house in Michigan or something.
No,
maybe in Holland.
Absolutely, and you could just caretake it while you're in Arizona.
Yes, we can go with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Sally, we're out of time with Jukes about to take over. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.